So thank you all for joining me. This is a war. We don't play. This is not a joke. Help meets are ready to wage a war. However, the help meet tip of the day, we have to know who our true enemy really is. We have to know who our enemy really is. I'm so glad so many of you are ready to join me in this journey. God needs helpmeets to be suitable because we're winning back families. We're canceling the assignments of the enemy. We refuse to allow our marriages or future marriages to be hindered or taken by the enemy. We are waging a war against Satan. But remember, this helpmeet tip today is to remind every woman who either is a helpmeet or plans to be a helpmeet, it is very easy to lose sight of who we are waging war against. A helpmeet wages war against the enemy, not her husband. You fight for your family. You fight for your relationship. You fight to get your children in line. You fight to have the promises of God, but you do not fight against your husband. So of course I have a scripture. This help me tip won't be long because it's a simple concept, but it takes time. It takes effort. It takes us reminding ourselves that, oh, wait a minute. Who's the real enemy here? I know I'm a little frustrated. I know I might be a little angry. I know he may have done something that bothered me, but I'm not going to be coming against my husband. I'm going to be coming against the enemy that may be operating through my husband. I'm going to come against the enemy that may be talking to me from the voice that sounds like my husband. But I'm going to wage a war against the enemy. The devil is my enemy. The enemy is trying to hinder my marriage. I can't get distracted by the fact that the voice sounds like my husband. Many of you know our testimony. I was arguing, fussing, fighting, and God said, the person you are looking at is really not even the person you married. That person you're looking at right now has a demonic assignment against him, and he is acting like someone other than the person you married. And I had to honestly realize that is the case. So for me, I can only speak for me, it's a huge help me tip to even remind myself that some of the things that my husband was saying to me, doing to our family, understand, dealing with, was from the enemy. It was from the pit of hell. It was because of generational curses. It was because of choices he was making. Granted, they were choices he was making. But I had to come through and realize, you know what? I'm going to start fighting the devil. I'm going to use these weapons that God has given me and fight the real enemy. So let me tell you, this scripture was very near and dear to me. 2 Corinthians 10:4, and I use the Amplified version. I'm going to share it with you. Thank you so much for so many of you sharing the broadcast. Tag another help meet. Let them know we're coming together. We're joining together as a band of women who want to be help meet suitable. It's not just that we're going to be married, get a ring, get a husband, get a house. All of that is all well and good. But guess what? There's a kingdom mandate. There's a kingdom family that needs to rise up. And within that, we have to make sure that we are help meets suitable for your husband, suitable for the season, and suitable to wage war against the enemy. 2 Corinthians 10:4. 2 Corinthians 10:4 in the Amplified version, it says, the weapons of our warfare. This is a familiar scripture, but share the broadcast because we're going to look at it from the perspective of a helpmeet. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, weapons of flesh or blood, but our weapons are divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. I mean, that sounds powerful. We have weapons. So we can't sit back and be constantly on the defensive. We've got to get to a place where we are offensively coming after the devil. You don't have to wait. Let me just tell you ahead of time, the devil wants your family. The devil wants your husband. The devil wants your happiness. The devil wants your prosperity. The devil wants everything that you have and everything that God promised you. So you don't need to wait for him. You have weapons of warfare. And your weapons are not carnal. That means they're not flesh and blood. That means they're not arguing, fussing, and fighting. Your weapons are weapons that are spiritual. You go into your prayer closet. You speak in tongues. You read the Bible. You worship. You do whatever you have to do. But your weapons need to be weapons of warfare that are not carnal. You have weapons. God has given you weapons. And if you are or plan to be a helpmeet, you have to know what weapon to use, when to use it, and even more importantly, who to use that weapon on. You can't come after your husband. You can't come after his personality, his past mistakes. One of the things that I did a lot was I would bring up my husband's past mistakes and then remind him over and over and over. And that situation hindered our marriage. But when I realized, wait a minute, I'm not going to continue to come against my husband. I'm going to go after the devil and I won't wait for him to come after me. I'm going to use my weapons against him. I'm going to wage a good warfare. That's when I learned I got to get up early and command my morning. And sometimes I have to, and most of the time I stay up late, taking care of business, doing what I have to do, but he's not going to catch me off guard. He's not going to catch me sleeping or slumbering because I have weapons. I know how to intercede. I know how to cancel assignments. I know how to bind. I know how to loose. If you don't know how to do these things, you got to get in your word. You got to get together and connect with other women who understand warfare. This is not a fight. I said to someone the other day, one of my clients, I said, guess what? The devil doesn't fight fair. So I don't know why we're sitting back pretending like we don't think and we don't know that he wants our husbands, that he wants our families, that he wants our marriages. You already know that. Therefore, you put on the whole armor of God every single day, and that's a different help meet tip, and I'm going to be using that help meet tip sometime this month. But today's help meet tip, you got to wage war against the enemy, but not against your husband. Because 1 Timothy 6:12, I usually do one scripture, today we're doing two. 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. That means we're going to fight, but we have to know what type of fight we're in. We're in a fight of faith. We have weapons of warfare that aren't carnal. It's hard to remember that when we're in a frustration. It's hard to deal with that when our husbands may be having affairs or may be taken over by lust and perversion. But guess what? You come after the lust and the perversion. You come after the generational curse. You come after the addiction. You come after the fact that he may be suffering from arrested development. These are things the Holy Spirit started teaching me when my husband and I were separated and I just knew my marriage was over. But God said, your marriage doesn't have to be over. I've taught you all of these weapons. I've given you weapons. I've taught you warfare. You know the word. So therefore, you come after the devil. Don't wait on him. Know he wants you. Know he wants your destiny. Know he wants your family. So you go after him. When you're instead of whining and complaining, raise up warfare. It says in 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. In the conflict with evil, take hold of the eternal life to which you are called. I'm called to eternal life. I'm called to have life and it more abundantly. I'm called to come after the enemy and take back everything that he's stolen from me. I'm not called to sit back, watch him steal my husband, watch him take my destiny, watch him kill my family. Oh no. That's not what God has done. That's not why Jesus died. When Jesus died for me to have life more abundantly, he gave me some tools. He gave me some weapons. And I've got to come after the enemy. And if you're with me, if you're a helpmeet, and you want to be a helpmeet suitable, you've got to join with me. Yes, we are warriors. We are warriors, helpmeets. Helpmeets know how to war. And people who are in war are not wimps. They don't sit back. you might see a tear come out of my eye, but that tear is going to be, oh devil, you want to mess with me? Now you have some trouble. You want to come after my husband? Now you have to deal with me. I'm not saying my husband doesn't know how to pray. My husband can pray the house down, but let me tell you, there was a time where he was not praying. There was a time that his intercession gift was really shut down by demonic assignments. And I could have sat back and just let the enemy take my husband and just make all the excuses. Oh, he's doing this. Oh, he's bound by perversion. Oh, he's on drugs. I could have done that. And for a while, I did do that. But let me tell you, after I realized I needed to push my shoulders back, understand my weapons, and fight the good fight of faith, that means I had to believe in my weapons. That means I had to believe in what the word said. That means I had to believe in the promises. It says, take hold of the eternal life to which you are called, and for which you made the good confession of faith in the presence of many witnesses. I had made a vow. I knew what God asked me to do. When I prayed, God continued to say, pray for your husband. Don't leave him. Keep him under the covering. Keep him covered. Anoint his head with oil. He continued to tell me every time I was coming to him, asking him, what is he going to do about his son? What is he going to do about my husband? He said, what are you going to do? What are you going to pray? When are you going to fight like you know how to fight? When are you going to use the weapons that I've given you? And when I started using my weapons, the enemy, I'm not saying the enemy doesn't attack us, and I'm not saying that the enemy would just stopped in his tracks, but let me tell you, little by little, I had to wear the enemy down. I had to remind him, if you're going to come here, you better come correct, because I am a helpmeet suitable, and I have weapons of warfare, and they're not carnal. I'm going to put away these carnal weapons, and I'm going to pick up my spiritual weapons and tell the enemy, you don't get to have my husband. So help me understand. Help me know how to pray, and help me know that the enemy is not going to fight you fairly, and the enemy is not just going to back up because you whine. The enemy is not going to back up because you want to pray. The enemy is not going to just say, oh, okay, you're a really nice lady, and you go to church. Let me tell you, going to church does not scare the devil. Going to church does not scare the devil. The word of God scares the devil. When you know how to use the word of God, it causes him to back up. When you know how to bind and loose, and you know what authority you have, this is my house, devil. This is my husband, devil. And you've messed with the wrong helpmeet. You've messed with the wrong wife. You've messed with the wrong mother. You have to raise up, ladies, raise up helpmeets. Get your warrior on and step to the devil and say, okay, I'm rolling up my sleeves. This is the time that you probably should leave, because you don't want to hear my roar. You don't want to see my sword. You really don't need to get knocked upside the head with this shield of faith. I am fighting the good fight of faith. So your help me tip, I have to tell you, we are coming, and I'm teaching out of my newly released book, Help for the Help Me. If you've seen some of the tips, and you're struggling to deal with, and you're struggling to come up with, you know, tips to be a better helpmeet, or you don't even have to be struggling. If you want to be a better helpmeet, let me tell you, my book, my workbook, the webinars I am doing, we are banding together, learning these tips. Yes, we're finding our roar. We're getting our weapons sharpened. We're sharpening our swords and telling the enemy, no, you cannot have our husbands, and you will not have our families. I have authority and I have the victory. So I'm going to use my weapons and come after you, as opposed for me sitting back waiting for you to come after me. Oh no, we're raising up. We're raising up an army of help meets suitable. Why are you suitable? Because you got your war suit on. You got to get your war suit on. That's what makes you suitable. And when you're waging war, you have to apologize. You know what? I used to apologize to my husband so much, and he'd get confused because he was the one in sin. But I was saying, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to leave you alone, and I'm going to fight the real enemy. My husband is not my enemy. But the enemy, the devil that was trying to use my husband, that's who I started coming after. And with that, I say that God saved my marriage. We are restored. And now we're fighting to help other marriages come together. We're banding together to help other helpmeets come together and do what God has given you the authority to do, to fight the good fight of faith and to use your weapons of warfare. Your weapons are not carnal helpmeet. You're going to wage a war, but it's not going to be against your husband. So our declaration today is I'm waging war against the enemy. I'm waging war against the enemy. Thank you, Rashonda. You can go to my website, GeraldNYvette.com. I really appreciate you all helping me. You can get my book, my workbook. Because when you learn how to wage war against the enemy, when you snatch your husband back out of the grips of the devil, when you get your kingdom family back, then you help another helpmeet get her family back. We're going to win this war that Satan has decided. He thinks he can come after the kingdom family. We've got another thing for him. We're going to have a band of helpmeets together, getting the help we need, coming together, praying for one another, lifting one another up. And we are taking back our kingdom families. We're in our rightful place, which is the head of the women in our churches. We're working with that. We're not the head of the family, but while our husbands might need our help, we are standing right beside them. We are not the heads of the family, but let me tell you, if your head is struggling, you can still come after the enemy on his behalf until he can raise up to be the kingdom man that God has called for him to be. I've seen it happen. It happened in my life. I've seen it come to pass in many of my clients' lives. So let me tell you, ladies, you have weapons and I want you to use them. So the weapons of your warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You have mighty weapons. Use them. That's right. Your husband is not the enemy. The devil is the enemy. And we've got to spend more time coming after the enemy and far less time coming after our husbands. Well, that's the help meet tip of the day. I'm so glad you all joined me. I'm so glad you tagged another help meet. Thank you for joining me, even though it's a little bit late. Share the broadcast. Let me know. And if you need counseling, I do have a master's degree in counseling. I do work with people and with their healing to make sure they're prepared to wage war against the enemy. Sometimes you need healing. A lot of times we need deliverance. We've got to be healed enough to do what we need to do to fight the enemy. Satan is definitely the enemy.